Paul Kelly has written a soundtrack for a generation. A career spanning 40 years, much has been written about the Australian musician. However, a new book by author Stuart Coop, who also was Paul Kelly's manager for a period of time, adds a deeper dimension to the narrative. If you are a true Paul Kelly fan, this book must be on your list. It tracks the music history of Kelly throughout the Australian music scene from the 70s onward. Stuart joins us this morning to talk a little bit more about the book. Stuart, how are you?
I am good, Willie. Very happy to be chatting to you on one of my favourite radios.
Yay! Now, look, Paul Kelly actually sat for some interviews for you for the book, and you hadn't planned on this. So you were actually a little shocked that he participated. Why were you so shocked?
Paul wrote his own book about 10 years ago, and, you know, I'd pursued doing this book for about 4 years. As you mentioned, I was his manager from 1984 after he'd made the infamous, 13 hours on a bus from St Kilda to King's Cross and right through the 80s. And he was the very first interview I did in 1977, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. And but in fact, my first meeting with Paul, I was well advanced on this book. He had given his blessing to it. And he said that he would sit for some interviews towards the end of the project. But my very first encounter with Paul for more than 20 years was pretty much right where you are sitting or standing at the moment, Willie. It was actually at 2SER.
Stop it.
And Paul came in to do an interview with me for my Dirt Music Show, the shameless plug, which is on Saturday afternoons between 1 and 3 o'clock.
Fabulous show. Tune in, everyone, 1 till 3 on Saturdays.
and so it was very interesting. Paul knew I was writing the book, but I hadn't actually spoken to him in person. We parted as friends when we stopped working together, but we had not spoken to each other or seen each other except for me going to shows. We worked out for 22 years. So we met at 2SER. We were both very, very nervous, wondering how it would go. We were a little bit like the characters in To Her Door, wondering, how we'd recognize each other, how we'd get on, how we'd interact. And so we sat in the 2SER studio, Studio One it was, and we chatted for about half an hour and recorded an interview. And that sort of broke the ice. And after that, Paul sat for another 4 or 5 interviews for the book.
The book is based off literally hundreds of interviews of other artists and industry figures. Why is everyone so keen to talk, do you think?
Look, because Paul had given the book his blessing, there were some people that, of course, had a bit of an axe to grind, particularly people that played with Paul in the late 70s and early 80s. Some of them are just a little embittered and, wondering why they weren't taken along, for the ride with Paul Kelly. So, of course, they were happy to have their say and also just have the recognition for what they contributed to, because, it's a longer story than we've probably got time for this morning. But, Paul has had his first two albums removed from circulation. So all of the people that played on those records, they go, you can't hear the records we played on. So they were keen to talk. And everyone else, I'm sure most of them called Paul up or sent him an email and said, Stuart's writing a book about you. Are you okay with that? And Paul said, as far as I'm aware, to everyone that, yes, they should feel free to talk to me and that they should not hold back and they should be as honest and direct as they wanted to be. And that was a fabulous situation for me. So, yes, I did over 100 interviews. There's nothing from any other interview in this book whatsoever. So I did new interviews with Neil Finn and Don Walker and Archie Roach and Kev Carmody and Renee Geyer and Deborah Conway. Obviously, brand new interviews with Paul and everyone who's played with him. I talked to some of his sisters and his family members. I wanted to give voice to all of the people that have been around the creative world of Paul Kelly for those 40 years that you mentioned earlier.
What's the one thing you know about Paul Kelly now that you didn't know about Paul Kelly before you wrote the book?
Look, I don't know if there's any. I guess there were just things that I gained more of an appreciation for. How determined, how focused, how much he's just pursued, wanting to be a great songwriter. You know, I also learned some things. You know, I guess I didn't realise, you know, how hard he'd worked, how much he travelled around Australia before he became a singer and a songwriter, and just how committed he was to what he was doing. I mean, you know, he was onto his fourth album, Gossip, before the now very famous hit single Before Too Long came out. So, you know, he worked hard. He'd had some really significant knockbacks. So I think I learned more about just how determined and how focused and how single-minded he was about what he was doing.
One last question for you before I let you go. This is more just a personal interest. You use the term rider to describe a case of beer given to a band when they go to venues. Why is it called a rider?
That's a very good question. We've always in the music business and industry known it as a rider because it is just what is provided. I don't know whether it goes back to, you know, the world of beyond rock and roll, but it is. It's basically, yes, it's one of those. It's a very good question. It's one of those things no one ever seems to question.
Oh, right.
It's just the rider. You know, if someone, what do you want on the rider? Well, I want 5 bottles of water. I want, you know, ham sandwiches, and I want some fruit. You know, that's your rider. You know, your back. So now I'm going to do what probably a lot of listeners will do, William. We're going to actually go and Google the word rider and find out where it actually comes from. Very interesting.
Yes, Stuart, it's a great book. And you said to me before, everyone's going to tell me that it's great, and those who don't like it are not going to say anything. But it is I finished it on the weekend. It's a really interesting read about, like you said, Paul Kelly through the late 70s and early 80s. I didn't have any appreciation for that work ethic or that get back up after some really major knockbacks. And I think it's easy to look at someone of Paul's standing and think, they've just got this talent and they've just written songs their whole life and it's all just kind of come for them, and ignore the dogged determination. And like you say, some people may have had a bit of an axe to grind with that determination, but I highly recommend the read. Really, really interesting, really easy to read. It was great.
Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Have a fabulous day. And yes, everyone, tune in on Saturdays, 1 till 3.
Good, excellent. All right.
Nothing. Bye, like Stuart.
A bit of cross promotion. Thanks, Lily. Take care.
Bye.
See ya.